Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to ESG Investing. I'm Sarah Rodriguez, ESG Research Analyst here at Sage Advisory in Austin, and with me today is my fellow team member, ESG Research Analyst Andy Pareda. How are you doing today, Andy?
I'm doing great, Sarah. I'm really excited here to talk about another of our ESG issues today.
Yeah, definitely. Today's episode is all about the E in ESG investing, which pertains to how a company interacts with its environment in both its direct operations and throughout its supply chains. We're going to be examining the environmental factors that ESG investing incorporates into the analysis, selection, and management of investments. So, Andy, can you give us a list of the financially material issues that fall under the E category to start us off?
Absolutely. So first off, a lot of people are very focused on the E of ESG. And so when we think about the E, a lot of us will initially tend towards the kind of the climate change focus, and that deals with greenhouse gas emissions. So that's kind of one of the big topics that's always discussed. However, there are also some other issues that can be looked at. And some of these can be things such as biodiversity and ecosystem quality, general pollution across air, water, and then just, you know, physical pollution. Waste, and then also kind of what you're using from a natural resource, whether it's renewable or non-renewable. So those are just a few examples of some things that we like to discuss.
So tell us a little bit about the financial risk faced by companies if they neglect to consider these issues and their effects on the environment.
Absolutely. So I think when looking at it, it's very prevalent that, you know, climate change is going to be a huge issue moving forward. And so what that means is that companies that may not transition to a more lower carbon model are at risk of having different externalities associated with not doing so. And that could be from a possible policy or legal change, if any sort of thing is implemented on a government scale. You know, if we get taxed for our carbon emissions, that will have an impact on the bottom line. And so that is a huge risk. There's also some of the issues associated with investors and their sentiment moving forward. Even if the government doesn't make a huge statement in the U.S. on climate change, there's still the possibility that investor sentiment leaves you vulnerable to the changing environment. And that could mean, we've seen that in the proxy voting that's happened the last few seasons, there's a huge investor sentiment. And so you have the possibility of seeing that having a huge impact as well. And then also there's some technological advantages that are associated with shifting to some new green technology. And it may be capital intensive, but depending on how these other factors play out, it has the potential to impact your bottom line moving forward. And that could be, you know, green buildings or shifting to wind or solar power. There's a lot of different things that can have financial benefits to these companies.
Absolutely. So here at Sage, we regularly release ESG case studies, and we're going to highlight one of those today. So Southern California Edison is one of California's largest electric utility providers that supplies power to about 5 million customers. So Andy, let's talk a little bit about how Edison approaches their environmental company policies, starting with where they source their energy.
So Edison's a great example of a utility. As many people know, California has been very rigorous in pushing towards for companies and utilities to be more renewable. So Edison's hand is forced in a lot of ways, but they're also pushing the envelope as well. So Edison right now is currently on track to, I think, be about 80% zero carbon by 2030, which is a pretty lofty goal. And we hope that they can do it. But that also does leave them to some challenges as well moving forward, as it's such a tough kind of metric to hit. But, you know, they've done a lot of good job in sourcing renewable sources throughout the state. And so right now they are a leader in, you know, the utilities in terms of their renewable output. But with that renewable push also has to come energy storage. And I think Edison is also knowing that that's going to be a huge, you know, factor. If we go towards a larger renewable model, they need to be a leader in the energy storage space. And so I think that's another area where Edison is really pushing, you know, knowing that it's a factor and it will be hopefully paying dividends for them later on.
Yeah, it sounds like they really recognize that transition risk associated with the shift to a lower carbon economy. But in addition, climate change adds an extra layer of environmental risk, and regulatory response around the world has been mixed. Physical risks have been found to be the most material to credit ratings, and climate change increases the likelihood of severe weather such as hurricanes, floods, droughts, and wildfires. How has physical risk impacted Edison?
Southern California Edison is really, if operating in California, they're exposing themselves to a lot of different risks. And I think, you know, if you look at California, you see that if you look at different parts of the state, drought is a huge issue. If you look at the last few seasons in the late summer and early fall, wildfires every year seem to be a growing factor every time. We see that as a huge financial material risk that Edison faces. But even if you look at earthquakes, for example, that physical threat to earthquakes, to your buildings, your power lines, et cetera, that is a huge risk that also has actually had huge problems for Southern California Edison when dealing with their nuclear power plants. And so when you look at that, I think that's an area that you can see that, you know, exposure to environmental risk is something that really makes it difficult for Southern California Edison to operate. And I think that's, you know, as intentional as Edison is in terms of trying to, you know, push towards a low carbon model, they're really just exposed to a lot of risk. And what happened that with that is we can see that with their credit rating. That's why it's important to investors, because, you know, Moody's, one of the largest credit rated agencies, downgraded Edison in March 2019, actually in anticipation of what, you know, happened to others like, you know, PG&E. And so it ultimately affects their bottom line when they're trying to issue new debt. And so you can definitely see some of these issues and how they play out and why it's not just a kind of a feel good issue to invest in, you know, a renewable energy model, but it's, you know, there are risks associated with some of these environmental causes as well. And so we have to balance those.
So lastly, let's talk a little bit about how Edison approaches their pollution and waste management.
Yeah, so I think, you know, if you look at pollution and waste management, one of the big issues in waste management in the energy industry is how do we deal with the waste of nuclear power? And Edison had to really kind of look at this, because back in 2013, they had issues with their San Onofre power plant, which is kind of in between San Diego and Orange County. And one of the things that happened with this is they noticed a leak in that plant, and that was because they had some issues with their steam generators. And so with nuclear waste, you know, that power plant is literally feet from the ocean, right? Which could get into the water, affect wildlife. It's also, you know, very close to very large population centers in Orange County and San Diego. And so that risk that they saw, you know, in an area that's also around a lot of fault lines, could have huge, you know, implications from a negative perspective. And so they actually had to shut it down, which they own 78% of that power plant. That's a huge financial decision that they had to make. But in the end, you know, you have to see in how it's justified, because, you know, the negative implications, both from a controversy perspective is just as well as a legal lawsuit perspective, that exposes them to a lot of risks. So in the end, they made that decision to shut down the plant. Now they also, because it's a nuclear power plant, have to deal with the nuclear waste. And unfortunately, that nuclear waste is just now sitting on the site of San Onofre. And they really have, with nuclear waste, we really haven't had a good solution of how to deal with it. So now they're just storing it. And so even though it's not operating, they're still going to be exposed to that risk for, you know, eternity, basically. And so it's kind of a really interesting yet problematic issue that they have to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. So all things considered, from an environmental perspective, what is Sage's outlook on Edison?
So with Edison, we used to have it as a 3 out of 5 on our ESG LEAF score, which basically meant that it was investable for our ESG strategies. However, due to all of the risks associated with Southern California Edison moving forward, most notably the wildfire risks that seem to plague California on an annual basis, we have now made the recommendation to put it as a 2 out of 5, which takes it out of our ESG investable universe.
So as you can see, how companies interact with their environment is more than just a measure of corporate responsibility. It's also an important piece of information to consider as an investor, as we've seen with the financially material issues associated with Edison when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions, climate change, and pollution waste management. So thank you so much for talking to us today, Andy.
Oh, appreciate it, Sarah.
And thank you everyone for listening. To find our case study on Southern California Edison, please visit us at sageadvisory.com. You can also find us at Sage Advisory on Instagram and on our Sage Advisory LinkedIn page. See you next time.
Sage. Sage Advisory Services is a registered investment advisor that provides investment management services for a variety of institutions and high net worth individuals. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice or an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security, strategy, or an investment product. Investors should make their own decisions on investment strategies based on their specific investment objectives and financial circumstances. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. For additional information on Sage and its investment management services, please view our website at www.sageadvisory.com or refer to our form ADV, which is available upon request by calling 512-327-5530.